Coach, there's a lot of storylines for your 1,200th game here tonight. This is, I'm sure, one that you're going to remember for a long time.
Yeah, we played as hard as we possibly could. We had absolutely nothing left. And that being said, we, you know, 41 shots on goal and held them to 20. So, but they were, well, like they always do, they gave what they had. They just didn't have a whole lot to give tonight, and it turned out okay.
So how about getting in?
You know what? There have been two or three times over the course of the year, especially lately, when we faced some pretty significant adversity. You know, the game Bufflin and Little going down for such a long period of time hurt us, the bus suspension. But you know, we lost those two games last week, and it was so painful. The thought that that group could work as hard as they did and overcome as much as they did, and the idea that you wouldn't get the payoff for it just seemed wrong, you know. I'm happy for them. They earned it. They worked so hard and did all the right things. Hung in there when it was dark and ugly and battled through injuries and played in the toughest division in hockey, and they earned it. I'm happy for them.
It's good to see how far your group has come since you've taken over.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure for me to work, you know, behind the bench. The leadership in that room is absolutely spectacular. You know, I mean, all of them at different times played with injury, but yeah, it's been a really enjoyable year to go to the rink every day because they were just going to work as hard as they could, and they just, you know, every time they got knocked down, they got back up. So for me and our whole staff, we've just really enjoyed the year.
Seeing what Andre Pavlik has gone through, and then to those three straight shutouts
down this season. Yeah, and wasn't feeling great earlier in the week, like a bunch of our guys. But I'm happy, maybe from an individual point of view, as much for him as for anybody, because he had maybe not the physical adversity that some of our guys had to go through, but certainly the mental challenges of being in a rotation. Excuse me, for a number one guy, that's tough. And having what happened to him in St. Louis. I mean, that's the test. That's as good a test as you're going to find on a man. And he got us here. At the end of the day, the five wins that he put together in a row after that, quite a bit were on him. I think we played pretty darn well in Minnesota, in St. Louis, but without exceptional goaltending, you don't beat those teams. We're good for him.
Paul, you've always enjoyed playing at the MTS Center.
Yeah.
How do you envision a playoff game and playoff like atmosphere being there?
You know what? It's the fans too, right? Like, you run into people over the last couple of weeks and they are just so excited. And I ran into a couple that had flown down for the game and they were more nervous than the players and I were. I mean, they were absolutely beside themselves with fear and anxiety going into the St. Louis game. So for all those people back home, it's a great night for them, and they're going to get to see some just really exciting hockey.
Career accomplishments, where does this rank for you?
I don't know, and it's not important. You know, a new guy, I timed it right. I came in here. These guys are a good team and got better this year. The additions that Kevin made had a huge impact on us surviving. I mean, just think of the number of games that it was Stafford and Myers and Jay Harrison coming in with the suspension. So those guys that added, the coach and staff did a good job. I'd be careful, and I'm mindful of taking too much, you know, pride's a dangerous thing, but didn't have as big an impact in the room as you might think. The timing was excellent when I came in. That's a really, really good room with spectacular leadership. They were getting there one way or the other. I got on the boat at the right time.